Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Sister Sister Wives. This week, we're covering The Tell-All, Part 1. This is Episode 15 of Season 17. We've got three parts of The Tell-All coming up.
A little one-on-one with Suki.
This part was like kind of boring, I feel like.
It also didn't have much going on.
That's what I mean.
Suddenly it was over and I was like, oh, we're at the end? It's been an hour?
They probably could have made this two tell-alls, let's be real.
They probably could have made this one, but we're dragging out this entire season. Okay.
Seriously. Oh my God. I did have a lot to write though, because I feel like during tell-alls, it's just so talking heavy that I have so many notes, but really not a lot happened.
No, there was a lot of recaps.
Yeah. Oh my God.
A lot of clips from previous or earlier in the season.
Yeah. Too many. Well, not too many, but like they were so long.
Yeah, they were long clips. I don't understand.
It wasn't like showing a little tiny snippet. It was like 5 minutes worth of clips. Like, we got it. We were here.
Yes, we watched the season.
They don't have enough material to make 17 episodes.
Right.
Speaking of 17 episodes, the next episode, episode 16, does not come out next week because it's Christmas. So you will not have an episode from us next week.
No, I also can't believe it's Christmas next week.
Oh my God. This, I don't know what happened, but like December just whizzed by. It was just Thanksgiving.
Listen, yesterday was like January 1st. So
of 2022. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand what happened to this entire year.
I don't understand what has happened to every year since 2019. 2020 because of COVID and whatever. It's 2020, 2021. It's all just like a black hole.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden now it's almost 2023 and I don't know what the hell is going on.
Somebody was talking about recently how Christmas doesn't feel like Christmas this year.
Why?
Like it just doesn't feel like it normally does.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of doesn't.
It doesn't, but I feel like for me, it doesn't because it just whizzed right up.
Yeah. Like suddenly it's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Also, we had like so much to do this year. And I don't know if that's because in previous years, we kind of have stayed home a lot because of COVID. So now it's like, we have like so much going on and so much to do that it has eaten up all the time. And now it's suddenly Christmas.
I don't know, because we have done all the things we normally do at Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, like going to see lights and everything like that. So
we did more this year because we went to Grey Wolf and like we just went to see like the Nutcracker and we went to the Santa train and all this other crap.
I think I hurt my ear when I was using that Q-tip.
That's because you left it in your ear and then carried on a conversation with me with it sticking out of the side of your head.
Oh my God. Well, now my ear hurts. So.
Oh my God. Now you're going to have to go to the doctor.
Yep. Listen, it's been last week I was fine. This week it's another illness. You know what I'm saying? It's every other week for me.
I'm going to need you to get it together, honestly. All right. Well, do we want to jump into this?
Yes. In the beginning of this, mm-hmm. It shows them like coming into the room.
Yeah.
Did you see Cody try to hug her?
No.
Oh, he comes in the room and he like throws his arm out for a hug and she like pushes her arm forward to like shake his hand and like stops him. It's super awkward.
She Heisman'd him.
Yeah.
Is that no, what it I is? Totally, I, you know, like Heisman, like the Heisman trophy.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking like cock blocked, you know, but that's not the same thing. So,
okay. There's a scene in a little bit where he basically sticks his hand inside of Sukanya's vagina. So
when he's like, babe,
oh, my God. Yeah. He's like way too close.
He really is.
Back to train up, friend. All right. So at the beginning, we just get them like getting ready, going in. You know, Cody says he's heading to town to sit down and talk about his past. I was like, okay, well, it wasn't that far in the past, friend. Mary says sometimes harsh things are said that wouldn't be said otherwise. And I say to that, thank God they are.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for our entertainment, but like because somebody needs to say the things.
Oh, for sure.
Robin thinks Suki, she says. Suki tries to do a good job of figuring out the truth between all of them, but she has a large task ahead of her. Her largest task is convincing you that her name is Sukanya.
I feel like that was kind of the shot, almost, the way that she like said that.
Yes.
Because she was like, she tries.
I know. It was a little shady.
It was, right?
Yes, for sure. Janelle says it's especially hard now that they're, whoa, I put separately interviewing and it looks like desperately, which is also appropriate. separately interviewing because before they could play off each other and rely on each other to fill in where they didn't know how to answer. And so this is more raw and more real. And Christine says that they'll be talking about some of the hardest parts of her entire life, which I didn't think about that. She's just reliving the worst year of her life, probably.
Right. Which we talked about whenever we were doing, I think season one or two, how they have to like relive everything so many times.
Yeah. So Sukanya asks Cody how the kids are, and he can't answer that.
He's like, I don't know.
He has literally no idea.
They're probably still alive.
I don't talk to them because they haven't groveled at my feet yet.
Exactly.
He says he spent the last year reflecting, and he doesn't know that she'll draw anything out that he hasn't already thought about.
Okay.
She's like, yeah, to be determined.
Uh-huh.
Also, we'll like, you don't have to fucking mansplain her job to you, you asshole. You've been there for 3 seconds and he's already mansplaining.
Of course he does.
Sukanya says this conversation between him and Christine, where they were sitting at the table and you could see Christine's trophy in the background,
that
was the first time that they had both talked honestly about where they stood. And Cody says, at this conversation, Christine was completely decided. Sukanya says, and where were you? Cody's like, in denial. And then they show an extremely long clip.
Let's watch the clip.
My God, extremely, extremely long clip of him and Christine at the table. When he says in the flashback that he wasn't attracted to her when they got married, you can see Christine in the little window, and she makes this noise and you can tell that she's still hurt by it. Yeah. When she sees him say that.
Right.
Because it's the fucking shittiest thing.
Yes, it is.
When the flashback ends, Cody is looking so confused, like he is completely brand new here.
Uh-huh.
He's like, initially his issue was that he thought Christine was just playing a game. Sukanya's like, why did you think she was playing a game? And he's like, she's a game player. Sukanya's like, okay, help me understand. And he says, from the time that they were married, manipulation, pouting, temper tantrums, just behavior things. First of all, that is not how you talk about a spouse.
No, that's how you talk about a child.
That is how you talk about a child. And Sukanya is like, still, okay, I need you to help me understand that, you know, what do you mean by that? Was Christine playing you? Was she playing a game? Because it seems like a very, very cold thing to say and not something a husband would say to his wife. Well, Sukanya, you can fucking make a list of the things that he has said that is not something you should say to your wife.
Yes, you can make a list. She also says a couple of times this episode, can you please explain that to me?
And then he doesn't each time.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't at all.
He just talks around the question. When she asks him to explain the bend their will to his or whatever.
Yes.
He just talks right around that shit.
I was like, oh, good. We're finally going to figure out what the fuck he's talking about.
I know. Yeah. Nope. No such luck.
Not at all.
Cody says some of the games that were happening were like when they moved to Flagstaff, he was trying to reconcile with Mary, and Mary gave him this really cool birthday present, which then later he says anniversary.
Uh-huh.
It's a really cool birthday present. And he's in this place of expressing to Janelle and Christine and Robin that he might reconcile with Mary. And Christine lost her shit that day. He says she comes to a family party and she leaves yelling to one of the kids that she was in a loveless marriage. And this is 2 years before she kicks him out. Now, let's dissect this a little bit because we do get more information about all of this shit later. For one thing, it was not 2 years ago. It was the previous anniversary of Mary's.
Yes, it was.
Which means it was smack dab in the middle of him and her being separated or being whatever, being awful to each other, you know?
Right.
So that part's not true. Do you think that she lost her shit?
I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about this.
What reason would she have to?
I tried to think about that. Like, what would be the reason why she would get so upset? And I don't know. Like, I could see where if him and her are in the middle of all this terrible shit and he's not giving a shit about Mary until now. And now all of a sudden he says to Christine, Mary does this really nice thing. And now I want to reconcile with her while I'm fighting with you. I could see Christine being like, you know what? Go fuck yourself. Because I would say that.
Right.
That's the only scenario in which this makes sense to me.
Right. Because there's not any other reason why she would be mad about it.
And like later we see, I guess, a clip for next week where she says, I don't, you know, that's not what happened.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was thinking about that too. It's like, if this was just a conversation where he was being nice to a wife that he hadn't been nice to on purpose in front of her, just to make her feel like shit, I can see her just kind of filing that away with all the other shitty things that he's done and not remembering this one specific thing.
Right.
I have a feeling it wasn't as monumental as he's trying to make it out to be. Because in a little bit, Mary says that later on that day, he told her he's not coming around.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't add up. Like a lot of other things, it doesn't add up.
Whew, boy. But then it's like, because Robin's in on this, right? So did they have a conversation ahead of time where they were like, we're really going to throw Christine under the bus with this thing?
Oh, probably.
I mean,
you know, they did.
But then it's like, and then you wonder why you don't have good relationships with the other wives, you know?
Or it was a thing where Cody said, oh, hey, Robin, Christine just got really mad about this.
Yes.
Like setting it up. You know what I mean?
Setting it up back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
So that Robin could be then mad at Christine.
I could for sure see that.
Yeah.
One way or the other, the story doesn't add up. So I think he is exaggerating or is full of shit in some capacity.
Oh, yeah.
So Sukanya says to him, okay, why that reaction from Christine? And Cody says he was trying to reconcile with Mary. There was something wrong in the relationship between Mary and Christine.
Uh-huh.
So Christine's mad at Mary and tells you not to reconcile with her. I also find that hard to believe.
Right.
They have been together for 30 years. She's been sick of Mary almost this entire time because she talks about like letting go of that friendship back in Vegas.
Yes. Yes.
So she's not, this is not a new thing that she's like mad about.
No, not at all.
So Sukanya then says to Christine, you seemed offended when he compared your relationship to the one he has with Mary. And Christine says, you know, why would I want to be compared to a marriage that's broken? And she makes the very valid point. Why does he not compare his marriage with Robin to his marriage with Christine if they're going to sit there and compare?
Exactly.
And Sukanya says, okay, why did he get offended by that? And she's like, I don't know. She says she thinks that they'd been fighting for so long that they'd been having the same conversation forever and ever. And he kept saying to stop comparing. And she's like, dude, I'm not the one comparing.
Uh-huh.
Sukanya says he called it poison. Was he saying that, you know, Christine was the poison, or was he comparing the relationship to poison, or what did he mean by that? And Christine says that she thinks that it's kind of both things. She thinks he thinks that she's the poison, but she doesn't think he's saying that the relationship is poison. It's that he would be fine if they had a platonic, not even really friends relationship, but that's not a marriage.
And maybe he was talking about the band Poison.
Yeah. Totally. Yes.
He could have been. Maybe they bent their will to him.
If he grew his hair out a little bit longer.
Right. He could be in the band.
What is the word? Blend?
Bend. Didn't he say, wasn't it bend?
Bend, I don't know. I wrote it down. Either way,
I don't know, because it doesn't make sense.
Sukanya's now talking to Mary. She says, here you see Christine saying that she doesn't want her relationship compared to yours. And Mary, thank goodness, is being quite sensible about this. And she says she doesn't think that should have even been brought up. She thought that was not cool of Cody to bring her into their conversation. And she understands Christine's reaction. She says, you know, why would you compare? No husband should ever compare one wife to another.
Right.
How is Mary the motherfucking voice of reason?
Maybe she's not as ditzy as she plays it.
So you think that's just like all an act? The whole...
Probably.
Yeah. Because she's forever like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
She's like Robin.
It's the same shit Robin pulls. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
I don't know the conversations that the other wives have.
God, Robin knows every minute of every conversation.
Yes. She has even said that, like, Cody has talked to me about this conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He talks to you about every fucking conversation.
The playing stupid would be so fucking infuriating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel like I would have called her out on it a long time ago, though.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I don't like confrontation. I still would have called her out on it a long time ago. So Sukanya says, you know, she thinks that he was saying, you know, why can't you just play along like Mary does? And Mary says, Christine says she has played along for a really long time. And she says it's like hurting Christine's soul. She says, Christine doesn't say that, but you know, that's what she means.
But wouldn't it though?
Oh, totally.
Having to do that, all like play, pretend or whatever all the time. I mean, it like tears you down.
Well, for sure. And then Sukanya even says to her, but like, okay, doesn't that hurt your soul too? And she's like, sure it has. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you get the fuck out?
Yeah.
Sukanya says to Cody, why isn't there an openness to talk and help? And Cody says, because the relationships aren't good. It's that simple. He says, this is one thing everybody keeps missing. They keep comparing him and Mary, him and Janelle, him and Christine. He does not say him and Robin.
Uh-huh.
Keep comparing all these relationships, but each one develops and functions, good or not, on its own merits, on whatever skill you have to communicate, or whatever loving ability or kindness or cruelty or game playing you do will affect your relationship. And you can't compare it to these other ones that don't have those same kind of things going on, whether it's good or bad. So what you mean is that your cruelty and your inability to love or be kind has impacted your marriages?
Yes.
But he's trying to blame it on them by saying game playing and they're right. The ones who are being cruel.
He's also saying that you can't compare, but that's literally all he does.
Oh, constantly.
I don't understand.
You're not allowed to compare, but I am allowed to say that you should be more like Robin.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, God. So Janelle says that she knew Christine was unhappy and there were more wedges driven during COVID. And she finally reached the point where, for her own happiness, Christine's, and self-preservation, she needed to do something. Why is it that Janelle can see this clearly and everybody else cannot?
Because Janelle is the best.
I know.
That's why.
I know. Okay, here's what I'll say about Tukanya. There's a lot of times where she's kind of like pussyfooting around, just saying stuff. But then there are a couple times where she comes out and asks questions that she should be, like a harder hitting questions. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those times where she says specifically to Robin, if you lost the intimacy in your relationship, would you still be okay with that?
Right.
Robin's answer is shitty.
Robin's answer is not an actual answer to that question.
It's so victim blamey.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I would march his butt into a therapist so fast. And then she says she would not allow him not to talk to her. She does not allow that. They're going to talk. They're going to work this through. But it's like, how was Christine or Janelle supposed to work anything through or talk to him when he doesn't come around?
Right.
He's at your house, Robin. You can literally follow him from room to room if you want to and be like, talk to me. Right. They can't do that, you know?
No. And when he does go to their house for an extended period of time, Robin shows up.
Right.
They can't get away from her.
He can't be away from his tender age children for very long.
Right. 3 days or something.
I think it was two. Regardless.
2 days?
Either way. Tender age. God,
tenders.
Chicken tenders. So Kanya says, okay, and how do you force somebody to be attracted to you? And Robin's like, you don't.
Uh-huh.
Exactly, Robin.
Uh-huh. He has outright said that he's not attracted to Christine.
Right.
So like,
but Christine is the problem for not forcing him to talk.
Yes.
And then Sukanya's like, okay, when he says he's lost that component, that attraction, that physical connection, Robin says she does think his attraction is based on that person's behavior. This fucking word, behavior.
Uh-huh.
She says he has a tendency to do a thing where he's upset with the wife and he's struggling. And then that wife turns a new leaf, or they talk and figure things out and she's being supportive and kind and he just melts. And he thinks they're amazing. He loves them to pieces. She's watched him do it over and over again. Fucking barf.
Uh-huh.
When the wife turns a new leaf and kisses his ass, then he's good with them.
Listen, he says something in the next time on
mm-hmm.
that is so, it's like the very last line. Did you write it down? It's so revolting.
Hold on. Let me look. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. We'll get there.
So disgusting.
It's just, I can't imagine living in a world where I have to be supportive and kind to my husband when he's behaving like Cody.
Right.
There's just no way.
Right.
So Christine says to hear he wasn't attracted to her was terrible and it was super embarrassing. And she says, you know what? It goes both ways that, you know, she wasn't attracted to him either. And after he said that, it was like, okay, well, then I'm done and it's over. And she says it was almost a relief because she could stop fighting and trying.
Right.
Which is really fucking sad.
When she first said that, I was like, that was when you realized that you were not attracted to him?
Oh, God. It wasn't the flesh headband.
Right.
It wasn't his behavior.
You know, though, when you're like actually, well, you like feel that you're actually like in love with someone or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I imagine this is how it went for her. Like, you kind of look past, like you just find them attractive, you know, but when they start doing shitty things, they're less attractive.
Exactly. Yes. Right.
I wonder, which I don't think so, but I thought about this recently. Cody, not attractive, shitty personality.
Yeah.
If he was the best husband ever, would he then be more attractive to us?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Do you think so?
Conventionally, he's not ugly. If you're going by like conventional standards, his hair is a fucking train wreck.
Right.
But like his face is not unattractive, but he's such a horrible person that none of us can like get past that enough to not think of him as just the ugliest.
Right. Because now it's like, ugh, his face, bleh.
Yeah, because honestly, I never was like disgusted by his mere presence whenever he wasn't being so awful in previous seasons, you know?
How does that make you feel? That if he was a nice guy that you'd find him attractive, knowing
who he is? No, I didn't say... Listen, I didn't say I find him attractive. I'm saying he is conventionally attractive. Like, he's fine.
You heard it, guys. So... she finds Cody attractive.
That is not what I said. God. Look, Cody would have to look like Paul Rudd for me to find him attractive at this point in time.
You're obsessed with Paul Rudd.
I love him. Oh, I love him.
He has like forever been attractive though, Paul Rudd.
Oh, yes, for sure.
He doesn't age.
And I think he's a nice guy, so.
Right.
Yeah.
If he's not, he is. We're just going to pretend he is.
He hasn't aged a fucking bit.
No, he really hasn't.
All right. So Kanya says, does she think lack of attraction was an excuse for her bad behavior, or did her behavior lead to a lack of attraction? And this is where I have one, like an issue with Sukanya, because the way that she words that makes it sound like, and I know she's just asking this way to get Cody to understand the question, but the way she words it makes it sound like Christine is the problem.
Right. I would like to know how Sukanya prepares for this.
Yeah.
Does she have all these questions written down? Were they like given to her?
She doesn't have any cards or anything.
She doesn't.
Also, my bad. She says this to Christine, not to Cody, but this is one of the times where I know she's saying this in a specific way, but it makes Christine look like the bad guy.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I don't know how she keeps track of these questions because she truly does not have a card or anything.
No.
There's no way she's coming up with these spur of the moment.
I would like ask a question and then ask another question and be so like off the rails, I wouldn't know how to get back from it.
That's why you're not the host, though,
right,
you know,
right?
Because these hosts for these tell-offs, they're always like so calm and so chill. I could not do that.
Right.
I'd be all up in the drama.
Oh, I'd make it real personal. Oh,
absolutely. Uh-huh. So Christine says she doesn't know, but that statement just made her mad. She's not a child. She's his wife, and he can't talk to her like that. She says that's just insulting. Please, she's an adult. It's just rude and belittling. And she says, no, how dare he? She said she was furious when he said that. Mm-hmm. So were all the rest of us, friend.
Yes, we were.
Christine says she felt a huge weight lifted when he accepted that she was leaving. And it was like, good, because it's over. And then she says, stop fighting for something that your ego is attached to.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn. So then Sukanya says to Cody, was lack of intimacy her justification for saying this is over? Cody says the whole COVID experience justified a lot of things for a lot of people. COVID was a catalyst, but he thinks the intimacy issue was her justification. Neither one of those things are correct.
No. Also, can he let go of the whole COVID thing?
Oh my God, he is obsessed.
He is. He brings it up in every conversation.
It's because it's the only life raft he has to cling to.
It really is. It's all he's got.
Right. It's the only thing he can say that was their fault.
Yes. Yep. Those narcissistic kids of his. Terrible.
I mean, if they would just peel a tree with him, it would all be better.
You know, shave.
Shave, sorry. Shave a tree.
Shaving trees.
So Cody says, a bad marriage is a bad marriage. Everyone expects you to fix the marriage, but what if marriage just isn't fixable? This is where she, Christine, was ballsy enough to just go, hey, Cody, I'm out. Well, at least you're fucking admitting that.
Uh-huh.
And also, you're right. A bad marriage, there are marriages that cannot be fixed. And this is one of them at this point, but it could have been fixed way back when she started to say to you, hey, you're not treating me correctly.
You know, like 12 years ago.
Exactly. He says he doesn't want to be a quitter. Christine called him a coward and he's not a coward. Nothing scares him but poverty. What in the Ebenezer Scrooge?
I know. What the fuck kind of statement is that?
Nothing scares me but poverty.
And then he's nothing.
You have one of four houses that costs over $1 million.
Right.
You're not in poverty, my friend. The sheer privilege and audacity of this motherfucker.
Right. Also, the only wife that he still has around doesn't work.
Right. Okay.
The rest of them do.
The only wife that he still has around, if she would sell off the bulk of her tchotchkes, could never live in poverty again.
You know? God.
I could not believe he said that. What the fuck does that mean? You don't live anywhere near poverty.
No.
I also feel like that's something he's been saying for such a long time that it just flies right out of his mouth.
Probably. Is that the reason that he wanted to do the show? So that he would never have to live in poverty?
For sure. Because all he ever talks about is how this is an investment. This is an income stream. This is a, you know, whatever. Yes.
Assets, baby.
Assets. That's the word.
Oh,
I mean.
Man.
It's unreal. I swear to God, he does not hear himself talk.
No, he doesn't.
There's no way that he hears the words that are coming out of his mouth. Oh, so Sukanya asked him, why did it take so long to accept that this was over? Cody says he didn't feel like it had to be over. He says, we're not talking about the destruction of her and my intimate relationship. We're talking about the destruction of a whole family bond. And it's weird that there's just one person that can do that.
Right.
Yeah. Is it you? You're the person who's doing it.
Right. It's not. It's Christine because COVID.
And also like he keeps bringing up COVID and he keeps bringing up the intimacy thing. Mm-hmm. That's not the only problem.
Right.
The problem is that you're not attracted to her. You thought it was disgusting when she ate fucking nachos.
Uh-huh.
Then it just snowballed from there. That's the problem.
Right.
Not just the intimacy.
You weren't attracted to her when you got married.
Right.
You did it for whatever reason you did it.
And you have to live with that because she was attracted to you and she was in love with you.
Right.
Sukanya says to Robin, when everyone sat down to talk about the divorce, did Robin know at that point that a huge separation was going to take place? And she says, Robin looked shocked and very, very upset. Well, Robin likes to fancy herself an actress.
Yes. You Robin know, she wanted says, to be an actress, so works out.
She's got the dance skills down. Oh, Robin God. Says she has hopes and dreams and they're not always realistic. And she knew Christine had moved Cody's stuff out and that he hadn't been staying there, but she still had hope that they'd work it through.
Uh-huh.
And so Sukanya says, okay, so your reaction was like living in that hope space. And then they show clips of Christine telling them that she's leaving.
Uh-huh.
And Sukanya says to Robin, so is Christine still your sister wife? Robin says, in my head, she is. Was she before when she was married to Cody, though?
No.
You know?
No.
She says, Christine told her that she doesn't want a relationship with her. So that's been horrible and hard, but she doesn't know how to just have her not be her sister wife. She doesn't know how to process that. Okay. I get it. You were in this marriage with them for all of these years and Christine had been married to Cody for even longer. So just kind of splitting that apart all of a sudden has to be very difficult. I get all of that.
Right.
But your hopes and dreams are not Christine's hopes and dreams.
No, not at all.
Robin says she always thought that eventually Christine would open herself up to Robin. She says when she left, she took a big dream from her. She always imagined them when they were older, sitting there with their grandkids and just getting that sisterhood.
Uh-huh.
Sukanya says, do you feel like Christine robbed you of that? And Robin's like, yes, she took that away.
Me.
Always with the me.
Uh-huh.
Her, Mary, and Cody, all three of them with the me.
Yes.
They're the perfect fucking people for each other.
Yes, they are. Don't you worry. They'll be there forever. They'll live together forever.
God. Robin says, maybe if Cody's out of the picture for Christine and she can find happiness, then maybe they can find a different relationship. Don't think so, but keep dreaming. Sukanya says, why doesn't Christine want to have a relationship with you? She says, I just don't understand it. Sukanya, you understand it.
Uh-huh.
Robin's like, I don't know. And Sukanya's like, does she feel like Robin has sabotaged her relationship? Robin's like, if she does, she's wrong. Because all that I've ever been is supportive of her relationship with Cody.
Listen, Sukanya gets to play dumb too, okay? If Robin gets to play dumb,
I don't like that Sukanya though.
Does. Don't you think she's just saying that to get her to talk?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But it just sounds shitty, you know? Sukanya says, if you could say one thing to Christine, Robin says that she wishes she would have let her in because they could have had a lot of fun together. Are you delusional?
Here's the thing though, okay? When Robin had Solomon and Christine gave her the picture,
yeah,
you know, she was like trying to like make amends and shit.
Right.
Did Robin not like reach out? Yeah, let's we're all good. Let's be friends.
Right. If Christine extended the olive branch and Robin didn't take it, that's on Robin.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Sukanya says to Christine, Robin said she wanted Christine to know that she wanted her to let her in. Christine, long pause. And then she says, I thought I did.
Uh-huh.
You did, Christine.
You did.
And look here, I'm not like blindly supporting Christine. Christine did some shitty things. Top of my list is talking to that preacher that way. But anyway.
Oh, I forgot forgot about that. Oh my God. Yeah, I forgot about that. Holy
but
shit.
She's done some shitty things for sure. Right. But Robin plays victim so much that it's like, it's as though nothing good that anyone ever did who was not Robin does not exist.
Right.
It's just been erased from Cody and Robin's memories. So Sukanya says to Mary now, you know, do you feel like Christine left you, or did she leave Cody, or did she abandon the whole family? And Mary says at the time that Christine told them, that's how she felt. She says she felt very betrayed by Christine and that she was leaving Mary too, because Christine always said that she didn't just want the man, she wanted the family. If these motherfuckers don't stop bringing up that opening to the show.
She probably said that one time for the show.
Once. Yes.
And they're holding on to that.
Ooh, they can't let it go. Also, it's not Christine's fault that the producers or the editors or whomever recorded that once and made it the opening of the show for all those years.
Oh, God.
Mary says that in the past, they had a fun relationship, not super deep, but fun. And she misses that. And Sukanya says, well, why did you and Christine kind of separate and go to your own corners? Mary says she doesn't know exactly what the deal is. Mary playing dumb, you know.
Uh-huh.
And Sukanya's like, well, you know what you did.
Oh, I know she did. Oh, she said that? Oh,
I was like,
man.
Damn.
Shit. Mary's kind of like, what?
I know.
Oh, shit. We all know what you did, Mary.
Catfish.
Uh-huh.
Mary says she's not always been perfect, and it comes down to they're not safe with each other. And if that is not a therapist term, I don't know what is.
Well, Christine says it too.
I know.
Yeah.
She says it's not just one thing. It's happened over time. So Kanya says safe with each other, like you don't trust each other. And Mary's like, probably, yeah. So then it flips to Sukanya with Christine. And she says, okay, for Mary, she feels betrayed. Why do you think she feels that way? Christine says, because she, Christine ended the friendship. It wasn't safe for her anymore. Mm-hmm. And she told Mary that they can't be friends because she doesn't trust her and she's not going to do that to herself anymore.
Yeah.
So Sukanya says, you know, when you closed the door, did it stay that way forever? And Christine says, for me, yeah. She says they tried a little bit in Vegas, but her treatment of Christine wasn't nice. And she put her down a lot in public, especially if her family was there.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, you can put me down all you want, but after a while, I just hit a wall and I'm done. We had to talk about this for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
What the hell was happening? I thought when she first started saying they tried a little bit in Vegas, I thought maybe it had to do with the way that we know from Maddie that Mary was treating the older kids.
Uh-huh.
But then she says that she put her down in public, especially in front of her family. Who?
Right. Like her, the immediate family, or like her, like Christine's family.
I don't know. I don't know if she means Mary's like mom,
right,
or if she means Christine's kids.
Right.
Who's I don't know. Family? I want more info. I want a half an hour special on just this.
Right.
Maybe more than a half an hour. I want a tell all with the kids, the older kids, where they tell exactly what was happening with Mary back in the day.
I feel like Mary's probably one of those people that, like, you know, she'll like make fun of somebody to make herself look better.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Insecure as fuck.
Yeah, that's probably what was happening.
Also, I feel like she is one of those people who will do something mean and then conveniently forget that she did it later.
Yes. Yes. She absolutely
that didn't
is.
Happen like that. You know, that's how it comes out of her mouth.
Man, she was a mean girl in high school.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Christine even says she would be nice for a while, but then she'd come out again. And Christine says she never knew who to expect and it was too stressful. And man, if we don't all know somebody like that, and uh-huh. I mean everybody listening right now,
yes,
not just Lauren and I and our insane families, but everybody listening knows somebody who you don't ever know who to expect.
Yes.
And it is stressful.
Oh, yeah.
You do hit a point with those kind of friendships where you just have to say, okay, I have to back up from this person.
It's not safe.
It's not safe.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if Christine said to Mary, like, this is not safe.
Uh-huh.
And then Mary just ran with it and was like, it's not safe for us to be friends.
Probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably. I feel like, and I'm not dogging this at all because I do this as well, but I feel like Mary probably follows like a bunch of like inspirational shit on Instagram and therapists and stuff who like say things about make a safe space for yourself.
Yes,
and again, I'm not dogging it because I follow it too, but I don't go around saying that like my sister wife isn't safe or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So Sukanya says to Cody, all right, so Christine tells the wives and Robin is panicked. Was Cody sure as Christine was? Cody says, no, but he should have been because Christine was moving on. He says, she starts this, she's smiling because she's looking forward to a future. And at that moment, he knows that he screwed this up and he should have been more patriarchal.
Because that's all.
What the fuck? That's really fixing things with your wives, Cody.
Uh-huh.
I swear he said he realizes that that's a dumb idea. And I thought that he was saying that thinking in the moment that he should have been patriarchal was a dumb idea. But then he continues with the patriarchal bullshit. So I don't know what he's saying here. Because he says in the moment he was going, wait a second, ladies, she wouldn't be leaving and they wouldn't have had all these problems during COVID if he would have just been the head of the family.
So it's basically everything would be fine if I could control everyone.
Absolutely.
Right.
But I don't know what he thinks was a dumb idea. I mean, I think the whole thing's a dumb idea.
I think he is a dumb idea, but...
Just his existence.
His entire existence. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Cody says, and yes, they all made a commitment to run their will to his. Run their will to his.
That's what it is. Run.
We were trying to say blend. And Sukanya's like,
bend.
Yeah. Run. So Sukanya's like, okay, explain what that means. And then Cody fucking word salad goes, that's a canned request. Christine and Janelle asked to be in the family. Basically, he said, if they want to be in the family, then they have to understand that he needs them to run their will to his. Are they okay with that? Because he's going to be head of the family. He says he has a big picture and will they help him with it? And they're all like, and then he pants and I'm not going to do it, but he pants and he raises his hand and he's like, pick me. Are you fucking serious?
I can't see either of them doing that.
No. Neither one of those women, especially not Janelle,
right,
behaved this way. The right. Fucking panting, first of all, are they dogs? And second of all, this pick me bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Again, do you not hear yourself?
Oh, he hears himself and he thinks he's incredible.
Oh, he certainly does. He says, he's like, I mean, literally. Okay, they didn't literally pant at you, A.
Right.
And he's like, so, okay, they're compliant. They can, you know, we can make this family situation work. And then in the end, it wasn't ever like that. Okay, if you know, then at the beginning, you said you need to be compliant and then you married these women and they weren't compliant. Then why are you 30 years later trying to push this thing?
Was the whole compliant thing actually happening in the beginning, though?
He says it's not. He says in the end, it wasn't ever like that.
Right. But I'm saying, is that what he wanted in the beginning?
That's what he says.
Right. But it was like, even at the beginning of the show, it was never like that. It was never discussed. We never saw that
anyway. Right.
Right. I mean, he talks about it so much now, but it was never like even discussed then.
Right. Then Mary comes out with her bullshit and says, when she married Cody, she looked at him as head of their family. And Sukanya says, do you still? And she says, yes, I absolutely do. So Sukanya says, so in a way, you do subscribe to patriarchy. And Mary fucking real casual was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to note a few things. Okay.
Yeah.
When they got married, it was just the two of them.
Yeah.
And like their religion is heavy on the patriarchy stuff.
Sure.
So when they got married,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that she saw him as the head of the house.
Right.
Because it was just the two of them.
Right.
But then when you bring in other wives, everything changes. They're not seeing it the same way.
People change throughout a marriage. Like you're not married to the same person for 50 years and have them not be different at the end of those 50 years than they were when you got married.
Right.
And so like, if one of them is changing in a way that doesn't mesh with the way that the other ones are, then it's okay for them to leave.
Right.
And so when some of them got out into the world and met other people and realized that this patriarchy bullshit wasn't for them.
Yes.
But Mary is like, oh yeah, that's totally for me. First of all, no, it's not.
Uh-huh.
You don't behave that way on your Instagram.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I know Instagram's not real life, but damn.
Have you seen her Instagram recently?
I don't know why.
Since this episode came out, she's put a whole bunch of stuff on there, like inspirational quotes and things like that about like being your own person and living your own life and how, you know, you're not getting the whole story if you're only getting one person's side. Like all of this kind of stuff.
She has an actual platform to come out and give her side that is not Instagram. It's an actual national television show.
Right.
She doesn't use it to tell her side. And then she plays the victim when it's over and says, well, nobody's letting me tell my side.
Right.
You literally have a television production crew in front of your fucking face.
All
you
the time.
Say, all the time. You could say exactly what, well, not her all the time.
Right.
But so when she's talking to Sukanya about this whole patriarchy thing, she says she's also a strong, independent woman, which she also likes to talk about on Instagram, and she can do whatever she wants. And Sukanya's like, okay, but those two things don't fit in the same puzzle, do they? Right. And Mary's like, well, maybe it's looking like they're not. No, you don't subscribe to the patriarchy if you're not subscribing to the bullshit that Katie?
Who the fuck is Katie?
Cody. That Cody gives you all the time. Also, I am fucking floored that in 2022, when you've got, I don't know, experience in the world, that you're going to sit in front of a camera and say, oh yeah, I subscribe to the patriarchy. Wild. Fucking wild. Janelle, who does not subscribe to the patriarchy, says, now all of a sudden, this is his tune. He'll be head of household. And if they don't agree, then they can't be around him. Sukanya says, is it because he lost control of his family? He's like, you know, what he set out to do isn't happening. And Janelle says, you know what? I love that it's he set out to do it. He's tried to prove things. She's like, they were all in this together, buddy.
Uh-huh.
I love when she calls him buddy or dude.
I know.
She says he's been making some noise even last year. And he said that plural marriage is standing in the way of his personal progress.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he doesn't want to do that anymore. Maybe he wants it to be simpler and easier. What the fuck does that mean? What's his personal progress?
That sounds like something he would say.
I know, but what the fuck does that mean? Your progress towards monogamy? Yeah,
yes.
You're right.
Yes.
Plural marriage is standing in the way of that.
Sure is.
Oh my God. Sukanya says, you know, that Janelle has always been independent, that Christine has struck out for her independence, that Mary is saying she's an independent woman. And the only person in this relationship with him feels like Robin. Janelle kind of laughs and she says, yeah, the way he wants his relationship to look, right?
Right.
Sukanya's like, or what he initially set out to do. And Janelle said, see, and that's not what we initially did. We were going to work together as a team to raise this family. That was our main goal. And there weren't conversations about him being in charge for decades. And now just in the last few years, it's felt like he wanted his life to look more like that.
Uh-huh.
Sukanya says the way Robin is. And Janelle says, from what she sees from outside, it looks like Robin is willing to live like that. And that's great if that works for them.
Uh-huh.
I maintain my theory that just in the last couple of years, he fell into a manosphere hole and it has completely warped his life, like another group of people have pulled in folks and turned them against their family and stuff.
Yes.
I think he has just fallen down in that bullshit. And that's where a lot of this is coming from.
It probably is.
Because it feels like he's got like a list of talking points about patriarchy that came from the manosphere.
Yes.
And he just whips that out and says whatever's on that list.
And it's all very like sudden. Like it's all this year, you know, like this season or whatever.
Totally. Totally. But that's what I mean. Like you have the people like the QAnon people who fall into that QAnon hole and then they completely fuck up their entire lives and their families. This feels just exactly like that.
Right.
Sukanya says to Janelle, does that feel unfair? And Janelle says, it feels like it would be nice if she had a husband who would see her perspective as much as he seems to see Robin's.
Uh-huh.
And Sukanya's like, that's a loaded statement. Janelle's like, yep, it is.
Yes, it is. Man.
Oh,
she
God,
is not holding
her.
Back anymore. She
truly is not. Oh, I love her so much. Janelle says she doesn't know where Cody's at spiritually. They haven't talked about it for a long time. And Sukanya says, isn't faith one of the cornerstones to plural marriage? And Janelle says, yeah, in theory. She thinks a relationship is all kinds of things. Commitment, spirituality, compatibility. And Sukanya says, but the word divorce, it seems like there's a really gray area around divorce. And Janelle says, well, for us, yes, because there's no legal marriage. So then they show some clips that explain how they all define divorce. And Robin's is sleeping with someone else.
Bro, this,
which we'll,
I can't with her.
We'll circle around back to in just a hot second here.
God.
So Kanya says, so what does divorce look like for you, Janelle? And Janelle says that the biggest thing is that Christine no longer embraces the faith. So it's nebulous. No idea what that means. I'm not smart enough to know that word. She says in their church, they have to go through the religious authorities, but Christine no longer believes in that, which makes it null and void if she doesn't believe in it. We've talked about that before.
Yep.
If they want a church divorce, they should go to the church, Robin and Cody.
Nebulous means unclear, vague, or ill-defined.
Okay. No longer embraces the faith, so it's unclear.
It's also,
defined.
Maybe this is a better definition. It is in the form of a cloud or hazy.
Christine no longer embraces the fate, so it's in the shape of a cloud.
That's right. That's right. And hazy. It's hazy.
And hazy. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. So Sukanya says to Robin, let's talk about you saying that Christine has to sleep with somebody else. Robin says, yes, that technically breaks the marriage. And Sukanya's like, because then that's adultery. And Robin's like, yes. What in the blaming the women is going on here?
For real.
That is some patriarchal bullshit there. If she sleeps with somebody else, then she is adultered and then their relationship is null and void.
Right.
Sukanya's like, okay, but if she's only spiritually married to him, can't one person just opt out of the relationship?
You would think.
Robin's like, nope, not according to our beliefs, no. She says she feels like they built these marriages with their beliefs in their heads and hearts, and to break them has to be the same system. But that's her. You're right. That is you.
That's just you.
Also, Christine has broken this marriage in her head and her heart.
Right. Yeah.
So doesn't that make what you're saying pointless?
Doesn't believe in the religious aspect of all of this anymore.
So it means nothing to her.
Right.
Well, because then Sukanya says, like, her understanding is that this goes into the afterlife. They're all bound to each other for eternity. And she says, so even though Christine wants to escape Cody on Earth, which I cackled, she says, in heaven, they'll be together. And Robin's like, no, because if she finds her soulmate, that would break that bond. And Sukanya is just like, let's not beat around the bush. So she has sex with another man, then right. All ties to Cody are completely done. And Robin's like, that's my understanding. Are you in like a deposition right now?
Yes, she is. Listen, okay. Also, if Christine goes and sleeps with someone else, does she have to like announce it to everybody so that they know that she's divorced?
She's got to send like an official memo and letterhead
right.
that says, I have had sexual relations with another man, so therefore my divorce is finalized.
Finalized, right.
Also, you're not legally married, so what difference does it make? You are boyfriend and girlfriend in terms of the law.
You know?
You can just leave. Imagine you're in a relationship with somebody, but you're not married to them. And they're like, well, we're still in a relationship until you sleep with somebody else.
Could you imagine somebody saying that to you? I would just laugh in their face.
My God, it's so bananas.
You're such an idiot. God.
Sukanya says to Janelle, so Robin's saying if she sleeps with another man, that's when the covenant is broken. And Janelle says, see, and that would be according to religious dogma, but does it really apply to Christine if she doesn't believe? No, it doesn't. Mm-mm. She says she still has such a testimony of plural marriage, which I find so surprising. But she says she sees Christine's side, and you can't make people abide by rules they no longer believe in. Yes, correct. Bingo.
Why is that surprising to you?
That she still has a testimony of plural marriage. Uh-huh. Like she still thinks the plural marriage is good because she had such a terrible experience with Cody, you know?
Yeah, but you know, like that's how she grew up and she probably has family.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I guess it would be like getting a divorce in a monogamous relationship and then getting married again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. So Sukanya says she can basically sleep with whoever she wants, and Janelle, you'll applaud her. And Janelle's like, look, if she's happy and she found someone who could finally give her what she needs, then great.
Yeah.
And that is why Janelle is a good person and a good friend.
Yes. That is why Janelle and Christine are such good friends, because they support each other.
You're exactly right. And that kind of response did not come out of Mary's mouth or Robin's mouth. And that is why Christine and Janelle cannot be good friends with the two of them.
Right.
Because they're not supportive. They're so self-centered.
Yes.
They don't support the audacity of Cody to say that Christine never supported her sister wives when Robin and Mary continued to act the way that they act.
Also, they don't support the big things, but they also don't support the little things.
Right.
You know, yes. like the really simple thing of Janelle getting the RV. They didn't support that. It's so simple. All you had to do is be like, that's freaking great. I'm really happy for you. Done.
And if you think about it in terms of like a friendship, if you have a friend who continuously doesn't give a shit about your life, big or small, you stop being friends with them.
Yes.
So whether you're sister wives or not, I don't think it matters. If they don't care about you, they don't care about you.
Right.
You just stop. You stop telling them new things because they don't give a shit.
Right.
Ugh. It is wild. So they show a clip of Cody saying he's not married to Mary. Now, this has been, people have sent us this. We've seen this. I'm going to say before we even talk about this, that I don't think that this means that she has left.
Right.
I think she's still there putting on the same bullshit that she is currently or was before, still going to whatever family functions they have. I don't think a thing has changed for her.
No, I don't think so either. I think that because of what she says,
yeah,
she hasn't left. She's still sticking around.
It's the same thing. It's just, because Cody's been saying this shit to her for years.
Right. It's just now they're showing her the clip of him saying, I don't consider myself married to her.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
So Sukanya says to Mary, after they watch that clip of him saying, you know, he doesn't consider himself married. Mm-hmm. She says, how's that make you feel? So harsh. How's that make you feel, loser?
I know, right?
Mary's like, it doesn't make sense to her that he would be so frustrated at Christine for just making the decision to leave. And then he does the exact same thing to Mary. And I was like, you're fucking right, Mary.
Uh-huh.
He did the exact same thing to you. He's pissed off at Christine for doing.
This is what infuriates me about her.
Uh-huh.
She acknowledges this shit.
Yes.
And then she still sticks around.
Yes.
Like it's okay.
Yes. I don't know why. She is aware enough to see that it's happening and will not leave it.
Yeah. And to say it out loud, like she's saying it
for the whole world to hear. Yeah, and then you stick around. And then she wonders why people come up to her and say, why don't you leave?
Right.
Why are you wondering
that? This is why.
This is exactly why. Mm-hmm. So she says he's never said that to her. Which is shitty that he never said that to her and then said it on national television.
It's typical Cody.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And she says that he's led her to believe that he was trying, even in Flagstaff. She says, this is so sad.
I know.
She says the first anniversary in Flagstaff, it was cheers to a new beginning. And then this last anniversary they had together, she called him and he was like, I don't even know why you called. We're not acting as married. Are you serious?
It's so fucking rude.
That's awful. Okay. Have some self-respect, Mary. Like if you call someone and if you call your husband and they say that to you, it's time to leave.
Uh-huh.
She says that she said to him then, if that's where they are, shouldn't they address that publicly? And he said no, because he didn't want that judgment.
No, because I don't want it to look bad.
Exactly.
On me.
Oh, God. So Sukanya says, so like, are you still married to Cody or do you get to decide? Mary says, well, he's already made the decision. He just said it. Sukanya says, would you think about reconciliation? Oh my God, Mary, immediately. Oh yeah, yeah, I would. I'm interested. I would love to reconcile, but he's not interested. Hit the road, Mary.
I don't understand what she's like trying to hold on to. Like, what is it that keeps her there?
I don't know, because she gets nothing from him.
No, I know.
And she doesn't, from what we can tell, have like a super close relationship with Robin anymore. It's not like she hangs out with Robin.
Right.
So what's the obsession? Left? I don't get it. Like a thing where she doesn't want to feel like a failure because she already is so insecure.
Right.
You know, I don't know. Nothing else makes sense. I don't understand it at all. So Sukanya says to her, did you know that there was a moment in the past when he thought about reconciling? And Mary's like, oh, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sukanya says to Cody, can you share what the gift was, you know, for his birthday/anniversary?
Right.
Cody pauses for the fucking longest time. And when he pauses, he's like staring into the distance, like he's trying to look like he's being sentimental.
Uh-huh.
Man, he took some acting lessons from Robin.
He sure did. He's trying real hard. He's trying to produce them tears.
So after this like extremely long moment of silence, trying to produce the tears, he's like, Rice Krispie treats. I was like, really? All I could think of was the Rice Krispie treat turkey.
No, stop. Oh my God.
He says she gave him a bag full of Rice Krispie treats, one for every year of their marriage, which also was sad.
Uh-huh.
And he says the expression was sweet and the mood he was in was the right mood to try to think about reconciliation. And oh my God, if that is not the worst thing you have ever said.
Right.
I had a moment of feeling like pretty good with myself. So I thought I would reconcile this marriage that I haven't given a shit about for 7 years.
Right.
They flashback to the clip of this. I did not write down anything about it except that it was so cringy.
The entire clip is uncomfortable.
Oh,
he's like actively trying to stay away from her because she's recording.
He is physically repulsed by her.
Yes, he is. He is. Also, the Rice Krispie treats are huge. Okay. How many boxes of cereal did she use for those Rice Krispie treats?
Also, he takes a monster bite of it and then is like, oh, it's good. It's a Rice Krispie treat.
What is so special about it? I don't understand. Oh my God. Like, good. I like Rice Krispie treats, but holy shit. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Also, he just like pulls it out of the gift bag that it's in.
Yes.
Are there just 30 Rice Krispie treats sitting inside this gift bag with no fucking like liner or anything?
Oh my God. It's so gross. He also, when she says like, do you know how many there is? And she's like, it's the number of years we're married. Do you know how long we've been married? He's like, no.
When she goes, do you know how many there is? He's like, 18.
What is 18?
That's such a random fucking number.
God, it's the number of years of the age of his next wife. 18.
Yes. It is. It is.
Ugh. So to Sukanya, he is like pretending to cry. Like yes. He's getting just absolutely ridiculous. He's like, it wasn't what it was. He just was no longer angry with her for what he had gone through in his life with her.
Uh-huh.
And he was willing to see the error of his ways and then work to determine if they were good with each other anymore.
Right.
You're telling me you ate an unwrapped glob of Rice Krispie treats and you had an epiphany about your marriage and all the things that she had done to you. And you thought maybe this Rice Krispie treat was the fucking thing that broke the ice.
Right. But it's not about the Rice Krispie treat. You know, it's about how he felt.
Exactly. And this is all horseshit because there's no way that this Rice Krispie treat put this whole thing into motion. He just wanted a reason to be mad at Christine.
Right.
Because then he says, so his other three best friends, he expressed that too. And then he... You're cringing.
So gross.
He stops talking. He looks to the side. He sticks his tongue out for some weird fucking reason.
Yes.
Then he whips back around to Sukanya, sticks his hand in between her legs and says, baby, Mary and I can work it out. Maybe. Also, I would have slapped his hand away.
I would have too. She is like so shocked by this. You can see like the shock on her face and everything. Because when he turns away to like stick his tongue out and be disgusting, she starts to say like, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
And then he like whips around and does the whole thing. And she kind of like sits back like,
yes, she what does. The fuck? She put her hands down on his hand to keep his hand from coming up any higher.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a natural reaction to some fucking stranger sticking their hand in between your legs.
Right. You're too close, bro.
Way too close.
The tongue thing. I don't understand.
It was so gross.
It's one of those things that you talked about, I think last week, where you said about like when they make a face or something, it's like extra annoying.
Yes.
That's it. That's what it was.
Also, they showed it twice. They showed it on like a coming up one. And then they showed it again. I was like, we don't need to see that. We don't need to see it once, let alone twice.
When it came up the second time, I looked away.
Oh God. It's so weird too. He doesn't stick his tongue straight out. He sticks it like out and down.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was so weird. And he like makes a noise. The whole thing was so bizarre. I've never seen anybody. It was like he's a fucking sociopath trying to like copy what people do when they're upset, but he watched the wrong fucking movie.
Right. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. God.
So he says that, you know, he says, Mary and I can work it out. And it just rattles Christine. Sukanya tells Mary that it was the Rice Krispie treats and says that he had a moment of feeling like he could reconcile. Mary's like, that's interesting that he felt like that, because that's also the same day that she said that she's been waiting for him and he said he's not coming.
Uh-huh.
Then they show the clip. So there's fucking video evidence of him saying that shit.
Right.
Mary's like, after I turned off the camera, this is also just so pathetic. She says she put her arms around his neck and said, what would he do if she kissed him right now? And he was physically aboard and was backing up from her.
Right.
Take the hint.
Yes.
Sukanya says he mentioned that Christine balked at the idea of him reconciling. And that made him reconsider, which is not what he said. And Mary's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And we're apparently going to get them asking Christine about that because that's the end of the episode. And on the next time on, Christine says there's no way that she wouldn't support him and Mary reconciling. And I got to say, I believe her. Like I said earlier, I think this is like some other there was some other conversation that happened. Cody says that Christine, this is on the next time on, Cody says that Christine has blamed him for everything to assuage her own guilt. Guilt for what?
Assuage.
What are these people in their fancy words this
I'm
week?
I'm telling you, man.
Robin is angry at all of them.
Always.
No one cares. Janelle thinks that Robin has a lot of influence on Cody. Janelle also thinks that at this point, it's not love between her and Cody.
Uh-huh.
And Cody and Janelle are separated and Cody won't work on it because he's not respected and love doesn't matter to him. Respect does.
Right.
Is that the thing you said?
Love doesn't matter to me. Respect does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't care if you love me or not as my wife, but respect me.
Here's a crazy thought. If you respected them, perhaps they would respect you.
You know, the whole do unto others scenario.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. There are two people in this relationship. It is not just them treating you badly. You actually have to be involved in the relationship.
Correct.
Also, love doesn't matter, but I like this wife who loves me unconditionally and does everything I say. And I don't like the rest of you.
Could you imagine hearing your husband say, love doesn't matter, respect does?
Absolutely not. I cannot imagine that.
Well, fuck you too, buddy.
That's exactly it.
Damn.
And on national television, let alone saying that to me, to my face, or like in a therapist's office or something, but on national television.
Right.
No, how, I mean, I know how, but how does Robin just sit there and listen to that shit and then go, you know what? This is the marriage I wanted.
Right. This is it.
I mean, I know exactly how, because that's who she is, but it's unbelievable to me.
Like, so is he good in bed or something?
Ew. I feel like he's not, but I don't know.
You know, I feel like he's not, but like, what, why? Cause like they've had trouble. They've been like distant or whatever for like so many years.
Yeah.
They've all had like issues.
Right.
What's keeping them there?
I cannot figure it out. I mean, maybe it's his lack of poverty.
Oh God.
Scrooge McDuck over here.
Maybe it's only the fact that they have kids together.
Right.
Like the kids are the reason.
Well, because now those kids are getting older and everybody's kids are out of the house and it's like, what's left? You know, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Just Cody, you know, not living in poverty.
Well, look, plural marriage is impeding his personal progress. So now he doesn't have to worry about that anymore because he's not plurally married.
Right.
So he can personal progress his way to the future.
Also, I don't know if it was in a previous clip or during this episode or next time on, I don't know what it was. I saw a clip where Janelle's like talking and then she says something about we've been separated for a couple months. And Sukanya's like, excuse me?
Yes.
Like, this is how we find out?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm fucking thrilled. I hope this is like a situation where last season we heard that at the tell-all that Christine had left. And then we got to see her leaving. So next season, maybe we get to see Janelle leaving, you know?
Right. I'm curious because in one of the last couple episodes, Janelle just said something about not having any assets. Like, she's kind of screwed.
Yes.
So I'm wondering how all of that's going to play out with her leaving.
I don't know. Also, I have seen people online who are like, oh, well, with Christine gone and Janelle gone, you know, there's no sense in them having a show anymore. And I don't want to just watch Cody and Robin. First of all, we're getting all kinds of stuff. We're getting Christine gone. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that the viewers care about. So I don't think they're going to kick them out and just show Robin and Cody. People would stop watching.
I also think that with getting more of Christine, we're going to get more of the kids.
Yes. Yes, man. I wouldn't give for a tell all with the kids. The older
kids. I know.
Oof.
Give us all the dirt.
Tell me about it.
Man.
All right. Well, that's all that we have for this. I know you have to go pick up your chaps.
So
like we said, there's no episode next week, so we won't see you. You won't hear from us for 2 weeks,
right?
But you can find us on Instagram, and then we'll post when we do have a new episode. Which, what will it be? The second? The first?
I don't know what any of the days of the week are.
Yeah, the first is a Sunday, so it'll be. Oh, and by then our Patreon's up if you want to join. But we start putting episodes out in January. There are episodes on there for you to listen to right now. Mm-hmm. From our old episodes on the Patreon, but new episodes from season 4 will be coming out in January. So join us over there, patreon.com/sistersisterwives.
Also, January 1st, I will be enjoying some pork and sauerkraut.
Ooh, boy, me too.
Can't wait.
And some birthday cake.
Right.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not my birthday, for my kid's birthday. But yes. No,
Nicole doesn't, you know, turn into an old lady until May. Old lady.
I'm here for it. 40? I'm here for it. Coming for you, 40. Listen, I already don't give a fuck what people think about me at 39. So I can't wait for 40 and I can slide right into not giving a fuck more.
Listen, it took you long enough to not give a fuck. So
listen, I still give a fuck about some things like mean ass iTunes reviews. So keep those to yourself, everybody. All right. Well, so we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Have a great holiday. If you celebrate a holiday of some kind, if you are eating something delicious on New Year's Day, enjoy that too.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Hell yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.